having a human body which had been up praying all night, being subject to the phony court, the high priest, during the early morning hours, being scourged throughout the morning, and having spent a number of hours carrying his cross up to Mount Calvary, and being crucified for a good 2.5 hours, our Lord would have been thirsty. But those words expressed more than a mere bodily thirst. It was a thirst for our souls. He was seeing there all the souls, maybe some of ours here, reluctant to giving themselves entirely to him, who wished to imbibe us in himself, so that in breathing his Spirit to the Father, he could take us along with him. Let us stop a moment and contemplate this thirst of our Lord, and see how much we contribute to it. Our Lord appealed to us as he appealed to the apostles in the Garden of Gethsemane. Would you not spend only 1 hour with me? Just 1 hour with me. Now, we just attended the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and because of the Lamb and the sermon, it was a good hour. Sometimes Mass does not last that long. God. And so he would have looked around and chosen something which he deemed to be beautiful and worth something and offered it to God. We do this when we are children, quite spontaneously. We break something in the house that it is of some value. sinless. Father Gouchel likes to say that a saint is a sinner who never quits getting up from having fallen. A saint is a sinner who never quits going to confession, saying, I'm sorry. Admitting truly, honestly, I did this. And there's no way I can repair this. But I recognize that you are beyond all of this. And that you grant me forgiveness and I receive that forgiveness. The saint. The only one who was sinless was Our Lady. But she was nonetheless a woman. Very special woman, prepared for all eternity. But she had free will. She could have sinned if she had chosen to. But because she did not want to, and God foresaw that throughout her whole life, she really, 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 really did not want to sin, He granted her that special grace of being conceived without original sin and not sinning at all through His special protection throughout her life. Why are we not like that? Sadly enough, even though some of us would not want to admit it, is because we are not in that disposition of not wanting to sin. We do want to sin. Otherwise, we would not. There is no sin which is not a willed choice. It is true that sometimes there are mitigating circumstances to the freedom of our will. There are certain pressures, there are certain temptations that are so horrific that we find ourselves compelled. But there are other things which we give in quite liberally. And we're quite happy with our choice, at least for some time, until we come to see the light of truth shining in our soul, showing us what we truly have done and how much we have harmed our Lord's. So going back to this religion, this Rei Gaudete, because the religion that was in place, various types of rituals of offering to God, and through time, some nations, having lost track of the true God, were offering these ritualistic offerings to false gods, as we've seen in the Greek nations and the Roman nations, and other such nations. Our Lord comes and He dwells among us. And after showing us the example of how we should live, He preaches first by example, 30 years. Then He spends 10% of that time speaking. Only then does He start preaching and teaching on how it is that we should live. And He seeks to impel upon our minds what it is that we should be doing. He gives us parables, He gives us the Beatitudes, He gives us explicit teachings, explicit condemnations of evil. He not enlightened on the truth of our situation. We're so filled with pride we can't even see or admit that we have actually done something that has harmed the Lord or our neighbor. Why don't we take time to just look at the first commandment? That should be the first thing we confess when we go to confession. Since I have last gone to confession, have I loved the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my might, all the time? If you need help, the answer is no. There is no one here who can say that they have done that. Myself included, the Holy Father included, all canonized saints would not have been able to say that, except Our Lady. Now, some of us go about it better than others, and sometimes that is even impressive because it shows on the outside, and those people become are victims, are things that come from us, but they are not us. Once they have been committed, they are outside of us. They stain, they are stuck to our soul, but if you truly make them external to us, by bringing them to confession, the blood of our Lord dissolves these and they no longer exist. Their repercussions, their consequences, those still exist. And therefore we are bound to try to make reparation. This is what the penance is about. And this is what religion is about. The real religion, the strictest interpretation of that word, we first go and admit that we have turned ourselves away from God through a proper confession. And then through the prayer of Christ, who uses a human ministry, he rebinds us to God. And then we are called, we are invited to preserve this union with him and to intensify it through our prayer life, through our knowing him, our frequenting him more so in his holy word and in holy communion. And every time we come to communion, we intensify, or at least we have the opportunity of intensifying this bond, this union with him. And this is what this whole devotion unto the divine mercy is all about. Our Lord attempted to reach us through the holy sacrifice of the Mass in and of itself, plainly. And had men and women throughout the century bring about a fleshing out of the doctrine. St. Thomas Aquinas wrote beautiful texts. The Church then, in addition to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, designed once a year the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament, which then later on came to also be the Feast of the Body and the Blood of our Lord. They were once two separate feasts. when he spoke about the white bread, the water, the waters of baptism, our initiation into the church. And the red of the day is the blood, which he shed for us in his passion and his cross, which allowed for us to merit the forgiveness of our sins. This is what happens in the confession. It is the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins. There are people, Christians, who are not Catholics, who cry out for the blood of Jesus to be poured upon them. If we ever be our witnesses of this, we should tell them, go to confession. That's where the blood of Jesus is. Come to Holy Communion. This is where the body, the blood, the soul, and the divinity of Jesus are. That's where we need to go. The last encyclical that was written by Pope Benedict XVI is called Spe Salvi, Hope of Salvation, Hope to be Saved. He writes in the 12th paragraph, St. Augustine describes man's essential situation that gives rise to all his contradictions and hopes. In some way, we want life itself, true life, untouched even by death. Yet at the same time, we do not know the thing towards which we feel driven. Are we thinking that this means that we do not know God? We cannot stop reaching out for it, and yet we know that all we can experience or accomplish is not what we yearn for. There is not one human activity on the face of the earth which will fulfill us. Oh, if it will work out, we may feel good afterwards. If we have a good meal, we might feel good afterwards. university.